When Donald Trump announced his presidential candidacy in 2015, he deliberately chose an unsmiling portrait for his book cover, a visual statement about America's condition. Unlike typical political memoirs filled with focus group platitudes, Trump's manifesto presents his unfiltered assessment of national decline and his blueprint for revival. The book quickly became a cultural phenomenon, selling over 200,000 copies in its first month. Even his harshest critics couldn't ignore how he articulated frustrations felt by millions who believed their country had lost its way. As a billionaire entering politics, Trump positioned himself as the ultimate outsider, someone who had witnessed the system's dysfunction firsthand and possessed the business acumen to fix it. What made his candidacy remarkable wasn't just his wealth or fame, but his willingness to risk his reputation and brand to challenge what he saw as a broken political system. Whether you agreed with him or not, Trump represented something America hadn't seen in generations, a figure from outside the political establishment determined to fundamentally transform it. Most politicians master speaking without substance, consulting pollsters before forming opinions and delivering scripted, inoffensive answers. Trump positioned himself as the opposite. "I don't play that game. I'm a successful businessman focused on bringing this country back from its problems." This rejection of political correctness became his trademark. While opponents delivered rehearsed lines sounding like they came from "How Boring Can I Possibly Be?" pamphlets, Trump spoke candidly about immigration, trade deals, and America's declining influence. The media-Trump relationship proved symbiotic. Presidential debates featuring him drew record 24 million viewers, exceeding most sporting events. People tuned in for Trump's unfiltered opinions without typical political doublespeak, making him the central figure and creating what he calls Trump versus the others dynamics. Trump's strategy bypassed traditional gatekeepers by communicating directly through rallies and social media, maintaining his unfiltered messaging without requiring media approval, a freedom conventional politicians rarely enjoy. When Trump announced his candidacy, his immigration comments sparked controversy. While media accused him of racism, Trump emphasizes his distinction between legal and illegal immigration, noting his own immigrant heritage. "My mother came from Scotland in 1918, and my father's parents from Germany in 1885. I love immigration and the American dream it represents." Trump cites approximately 11 million illegal immigrants in America, including 351,000 criminal offenders in U.S. prisons, costing over $1 billion annually. He argues, "A country that can't protect its borders isn't a country." His proposed 1,000-mile wall draws from examples like China's Great Wall and Israel's security barrier. For financing, Trump suggests border fees, visa fees, impounded remittance payments, tariffs, or reduced foreign aid. Trump's reform plan includes enforcing existing laws, deporting criminals, tripling immigration officers, implementing E-Verify, cutting funding to sanctuary cities, and ending birthright citizenship, which he calls the biggest magnet for illegal immigration. His goal is to rebalance a system he sees as tough on people we need, easy on those we don't. Trump's foreign policy operates like business partnerships rather than charity work, built on military strength, economic leverage, and mutually beneficial alliances. "If we're going to be the world's police," he argues, "we should be paid for it." This transactional approach challenges tradition. Trump questions why wealthy nations receive American protection without fair compensation. "Saudi Arabia earns up to $1 billion daily because of our protection. We have 28,500 American soldiers protecting South Korea while they sell us products at a profit." On military intervention, Trump advocates extreme restraint. "Sending our troops should be the absolute last resort." Having witnessed war's effects, he believes action should only occur with an airtight plan to win and get out. He cites Iraq as misguided, "no threat to us, twisted intelligence reports, and no exit plan." Trump identifies ISIS as requiring decisive action, condemns the Iran nuclear deal as disgraceful, and emphasizes unpredictability. I don't telegraph my moves. It keeps opponents off balance. When was the last time you saw Made in America on something you purchased? Trump's economic vision aims to restore that label through job creation, trade reform, and tax simplification. Unlike politicians claiming committee expertise, he cites his experience creating wealth through real business projects and turnarounds. Trump identifies critical challenges: $19 trillion in national debt, stagnant middle-class incomes, and real unemployment potentially reaching 20% when counting the underemployed. Whole industries are vanishing overseas, he notes, while Americans who want to work can't find jobs. His solution focuses on reclaiming jobs from China, Japan, and Mexico through improved trade agreements. He proposes giving American companies tax priorities to encourage domestic manufacturing over moving plants to Mexico. For taxes, Trump advocates simplifying the federal tax code by eliminating income tax for singles earning under $25,000 or couples under $50,000, removing 75 million households from tax rolls. The remaining taxpayers would fall into just four brackets: 0%, 10%, 20%, and 25%. Businesses would pay 15%, with a one-time 10% tax to repatriate overseas funds. Have you ever driven over a pothole and wondered why the richest country can't maintain its roads? America's infrastructure, ranked just 12th globally by the World Economic Forum, reflects decades of underinvestment. While the U.S. spends only 2.4% of GDP on infrastructure, European nations and China invest up to 9%. Trump leverages his construction background, pointing to successes like completing the Woman skating rink in under 4 months after the city's 7-year failure, and transforming 40 Wall Street from vacant to fully occupied. His infrastructure plan would create an estimated 13 million jobs, with each dollar invested returning $1.44 to the economy. Financing would combine federal spending, bonds, public-private partnerships, and infrastructure banks. This renewal could trigger the biggest economic boom since the New Deal, while restoring America's functionality. As Trump says, "Before we build bridges to Mars, let's make sure the bridges over the Mississippi aren't going to fall down." Trump draws a parallel between his first major construction project, transforming the dying Commodore Hotel into the Grand Hyatt, and his vision for America. "This project marked the first time I took a failing property and made it great again, something I've done repeatedly for 35 years. Now I want to do the same for our crippled country." With unwavering confidence, Trump outlines his plan: strengthening the military, expanding veterans' health care, implementing stricter border controls, launching infrastructure programs, overhauling taxes, promoting school choice, and eliminating policies like Obamacare and the Iran nuclear deal. His message emphasizes American resilience. America may be struggling, but we can rise again. Our best days are still ahead, because of our people. He points to America's history of overcoming challenges as proof of this potential. Trump contends that applying business principles to government, setting clear goals, negotiating from strength, demanding results, and holding leaders accountable can reinvigorate the nation. The question isn't whether America can be great again, but if we have the courage for bold leadership.